Hello, Sabbath blessings, dear brethren. We are early 1 minute, but that's fine. So, am I clear to all? Happy Sabbath, everyone. All right, thank you. Sound low? What about now? Am I clear? How's my sound? Is it okay now? No. All right, let me fix this. Oh, better. All right, good now. Thanks. Thank you, sisters, brothers. Okay, if you have prayer requests, please put them in. I have many unspoken and prayer for travel mercies for my mom and dad as they go back to Philippines on Tuesday. So, yes, we haven't spoken from Brother Dwayne and Brother Joe. From Sister Ida unspoken, Sister Mindy, many unspoken, Sister Denise unspoken, Alvi also have unspoken. Jana, many unspoken. Sister Ashley, please pray for our family. We've been sick with colds. Oh, yes, we will pray for you. And Brother Gilbert, the Lord is always good and happy Sabbath, everyone. Oh, he's greeting everyone. For Brother Damian, prayer for everyone in the world and my mom and Nana. Jania, safe travel for my family. And Sister Mary, Sabbath, oh yeah, she's greeting. And many unspoken from her. From Sister Jade, many unspoken. Sister Luna, prayers everyone in the world and also for sick and needy. Brother Gilbert, wife, and others, and everyone on our prayer list, unspoken, and myself. Okay. Any more? Okay, if we don't have, let's check. Let me check. Okay, if we don't have any more praise, prayer request. Oh, Sister Soom, unspoken. This is what she said, unspoken, for better, longer, and more powerful prayers for this church family, for travel mercies, for all traveling to the Philippines and other places, for more laborers. Yes, we pray for that. In the field, and blessing for those sleeping on the street, for love for all. Yes, prayers for my sister Marisa, prayer for our brother, Daddy Colme. He's our daddy. We call him daddy because he's already 97, turning 98 years old, and he is sick. So we'll pray for everyone who are sick. Okay, if you are ready, let's all get on our knees. And please bow your heart. Father, our loving God, as you deserve, we worship and praise you with humility of heart on this beautiful Sabbath. Thank you for meeting all our needs for the past week, for you have promised that from your holy words. And we pray for safe travel for those that are traveling, especially for my parents who are returning back to the Philippines. We ask for the angels to keep them safe until they reach their destination. We know, Father, that the angels are right here with us, worshiping and praising your name. And it's truly inspiring to contemplate how you send them ministering to us. Father, we feel even more humbled by your matchless love and goodness. Please help us to consecrate our whole heart unto you to reach the perfection you want us to be. We also, Father, pray to please give us healings, especially for those who are sick, special mention for Sister Ashley's family and our Sister Connie, who are in the hospital right now, and for our brother in the Philippines, Brother Coleman Ares. So please touch them, Lord, and all that are sick. For you are our greatest decision. And I also pray that you bridle my tongue and all that will speak on your behalf. And thank you. Thank you again, Father, for the peace we enjoy every time we commune with you and the blessing of salvation you freely give. Forgive us from all our unrighteousness, and we ask all these things through your Son, our loving Savior and King Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So we will now proceed to our testimonies and praises. So please put in your praises, all your thanksgiving testimonies, for we love to hear them all. Okay, to start with, I want to thank the Lord for always showing us the assurance. This is for, you know, assurance to our family that He is with us. And as well as the presence of the holy angels that are around us. Every one of us has our angels. So they are staying with us if we don't want them to go. It's upon us. So we are excited to share our experience to everyone on the next testimony Sabbath about how the angel visited us in our home and was seen by my Father. So it will be a big testimony for us on the testimony Sabbath. And another big praise that I want to share is I thank the Lord for allowing my parents to come here and visit us in the United States, and for the opportunity God has given them to be in all our gatherings, for all the Sabbath worship that we have, prayer meetings, mini fellowship, and the camp meeting. They were able to attend them also. Praise the Lord, because not only meeting the brethren and the personal heart they had with them, but for the experience God allowed them, because this is a great blessing for their spirituality, for their spiritual strength, as well as in all aspects of life. So we wanted to express our gratitude in behalf of my mom and dad, first to God and to all the brethren for your warm welcome, for the love, the prayers that you've sent. Of course, no goodbye until only till we meet again. If not here, in heaven. So when they come back to Philippines on Tuesday, they can impart the spiritual strength they gained to other brethren there. So they are traveling on Tuesday to our homeland. Please continue praying for them. All right. So we have here praises from Brother Gilbert. Oh, we have from Sister Pam first. Praise the Lord for His protection from the two tornadoes we had last week. Amen. As I've said, the holy angels are there, said my God, to protect you, Sister Pam. Praise the Lord. And from Brother Gilbert, there are too many good things to say about the Lord. So true. We cannot count all the blessings. Jana, praise the Lord for this church. Praise the Lord for my animals. Amen, Sister Jana and Brother Gilbert. Sister Ashley, praise the Lord for His long-suffering with me. Praise Him for His provision and mercy. Thank you, Sister Ashley. And Sister Jania, I praise the Lord for sending His holy angels to guard my home. Praise His holy name. Amen, Sister Jania. And from Sister Luna, praise the Lord for healing everyone and praise Him for always providing food, the roof over our heads. Yes, indeed. Let's thank the Lord for that. Amen, Sister Luna. Sister Ashley, another praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit and His guidance and comfort. And from Sister Jade, I praise the Lord, she said, for the safety throughout the week from tornadoes. Yes, we've heard that news. The tornado hitting Oklahoma. So for protection from them, thank you, Lord. And for the good health, food, house, and the beautiful nature surrounding us. Amen. That's what it is good to be in the country. Praise the Lord, Sister Jade, Sister Song, praise the Lord for my heater as it is getting very cold in Scotland. For this precious Sabbath day, for healthy food, for opportunity to share your word with my little sister, for strength and for your guidance and words spoken to me as I prayed this week. And for the blessed spirit, love, grace, and this beloved church family. Thank you, Sister Sum. Amen for your praise. And here from Brother Gilbert, again, I thank the Lord for His many, many mercies, His grace, salvation, His love, His compassion, His many blessings, and too many other things. The Lord is always good. Amen, amen, and amen, and I echo that. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And from Damian, praise the Lord for all the wonderful things He has done for us and for my family. Amen. Thank you, Brother Damian. And from Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for His good gifts. On the Sabbath day, a day for rest, to rest and be refreshed and remember all that He created. Praise the Lord, Sister Mindy. And from Sister Mary, I want to praise the Lord, she said, for His patience and long-suffering, His protection, correction, and the perfect kiss that only He can give for everything He has done for us daily, for His loving rebukes, golden bricks from heaven for His loving kindness. Praise the Lord, Sister Mary, for what you've shared. And from Alvi, I praise the Lord for His holy angels protecting me and my family. Praise the Lord. Amen for that, Sister Alvi. And Sister Isi, she said, praise the Lord for this lovely day and for the garden. Wow, praise the Lord. He's given us and the food and the shelter and for protecting all of us. Yes, thank you, Lord, for helping Isabel maintain the garden. All right, thank you, Sister Easy. And Jade wants to add, I praise the Lord for the rain. Amen. Wonderful praises indeed. And we thank the Lord for all the praises we read and heard. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so let's go now to the story. Any more praise that I miss? Okay, so this is the part two of our story, the conversion of Saul, and from the book of Sketches from the Life of Paul, we are now in the chapter 2, page 25 to 27. Okay, there is another the picture. I think that's from the other Sabbath. And since it's the continuation, so let's read. Okay, let's read. Now Christ had spoken to Saul with His own voice, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And the question, who art thou, Lord, was answered by the same voice, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Saul, in persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ, had struck directly against the Lord of heaven. Jesus declares that in afflicting His brethren upon earth, Saul had struck against their head and representative in heaven. In falsely accusing and testifying against them, he had falsely accused and testified against the Savior of the world. So when the blazing light was withdrawn, Saul rose from the earth and found himself totally deprived of sight. The brightness of Christ's glory had been too intense for his mortal sight. And when it was removed, the blackness of night settled upon his vision. He believed that his blindness was the punishment of God for his cruel persecution of the followers of Jesus. His companions, in fear and amazement, led him by the hand into Damascus. How differently from what he had anticipated was his entrance into that city. Instead to be greeted with honor and applause from the high priest, he was himself virtually a prisoner. Being deprived of sight and dependent upon the guidance of his companions. Helpless and tortured by remorse, he felt himself to be under sentence of death and knew not what further disposition the Lord would make of him. He was taken to the house of the disciple named Judas. This is not Judas Iscariot, one of the believers during the time of Paul. So Judas, and there he remained in solitude, studying upon the strange revelation that had broken up all his plans and changed the entire current of his life. He spent 3 days in perfect blindness, occupying the terrible time with reflection, repentance, and earnest prayer, neither eating nor drinking during that entire period. With bitterness, he remembered Stephen and the evidence which he had given of being sustained by a power higher than that of earth. He thought with horror of his own guilt in allowing himself to be controlled by the malice and prejudice of the priests and rulers, closing his eyes and ears against the most striking evidence and relentlessly urging on the persecution of the believers in Christ. He was in lonely seclusion. He had no communication with the church, for they had been warned of the purpose of his journey to Damascus by the believers in Jerusalem. And they believed that he was acting a part, the better to carry out his design of persecuting them. Those 3 days were like 3 long years to the blind and conscience-smitten Jew. He was no novice in the scriptures, and in his darkness and solitude, he recalled a passage which referred to the Messiah and traced down the prophecies with a memory sharpened by the conviction that had taken possession of his mind. He became astonished at his former blindness of the understanding and at the blindness of the Jews in general in rejecting Jesus as the promised Messiah. This wonderful conversion of soul demonstrates in a startling manner the miraculous power of Christ in convicting the mind and heart of men. Saul believed that to have faith in Jesus was a denial to the law of God. He had believed that Jesus had himself disregarded the law and had taught his disciples that it was now of no effect. He believed it to be his duty to strive with his utmost power to exterminate the alarming doctrine that Jesus was the Prince of Life, and with conscientious zeal, he had become a persevering persecutor of the Church of Christ. So this is the end of our story, the chapter 2, Conversion of Saul. All right, so we will end here and we will listen to a song before we start with our question and answer. Okay, Brother Dwayne will play for us a song. Amen. Praise the Lord for the beautiful song. Yes, I want to read this comment. Praise the Lord. What a conversion from, talking about what we've read. And Sister Ashley, Satan really wanted to use soul, but Jesus had other plans. And like all of us, this happened, how the Lord converted us. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Now we are going to our question. First question. All right. Let's get started. First question. What happened to Saul on the way to Damascus when he is determined to arrest every disciple of Jesus? Please give me an answer. What would answer? What happened to him while traveling to Damascus? When he was looking at the beautiful scenery. Alright. Okay, we have here, he falls off his horse and goes blind. Then he hears the Lord Jesus speaking to him. That is the correct answer. Christ spoke to him. Yes. Very good. Hit with flash of light and God talks with him. Sister Mindy, Jesus spoke to him. And Sister Jay, Jesus spoke to him. Same with Alvi. All answers are correct. Yes, Saul was traveling when a sudden light brighter than the sun shone round about him and he fell on the earth and he heard a voice. He was God struck.
Yes, by the light that God spoke to him. Sister Mary, Christ spoke to him. Very good. All of you are correct. Praise the Lord. Good job. Number two. What was in that Christ had inquired of Saul? What did Christ inquire of him? Is it A, where are you going? Please post it. Sorry. Yes, why? That's we have now the correct answer. We have choices here. Where are you going, so-so? Why persecutest thou me? Or C, who sent you? A, B, or C? Thank you, Sister Zoom. You're right. Letter B. Yes, incorrect. Letter B. Good job. Why persecutest thou me? Jesus asked. So, very good. Okay, number three. Number three question. What spoken in response to Saul's question? Who art thou? So, Saul asked the Lord, is it A, am I Jesus whom thou persecutest? This is the response. I am Christ, your Messiah, or C, I am that I am. What is the correct answer? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest, B or C? Of course. Yes, indeed. The correct answer is letter A. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Very good. Everybody's are correct. Good job. Now number four. Moving to number four question. Who was Jesus Christ persecuted? How was Jesus Christ persecuted by Paul? How did he persecute Christ? By what? How was Jesus Christ persecuted by Paul? How did Paul persecute Christ? Christ is already in heaven. By what? By what he did to the followers of Christ. Yes, through his followers, by persecuting the followers of Jesus Christ, he had persecuted our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. He had falsely accused and testified against the Savior of the world. And here it is plainly seen that Christ suffers in the person of his saints, yes, by persecuting Jesus' follower. Very good, everyone. By persecuting, and when you persecute Jesus' follower, you persecute Jesus himself, correct? Very good, through his followers. Jesus' followers. Good job. Number five, question number five. When the blazing light was withdrawn, Saul rose from the earth and found himself totally deprived of what? Totally deprived of blank. Of? Good job. Totally deprived of sight. Very good, everyone. Yes, all of you are correct. Good job. Number six question. For how many days did Paul lose his vision? How many days did he suffer blindness? How many days? All right. We have answers in? Correct. 3 days. Very good. 3 days he was out of sight. Good job. And number... Very good. Number seven, 3 days, very good. Number seven question, they brought Paul to the house of the disciples named blank. Who was that man? Where he stayed alone and from there studying the revelation of Christ, and that's how he was changed. Who's that? Disciples of Christ. Disciple. His name is Judas. Good job. All got correct answers. Thank you, Jesus. Very good. Judas is the disciple. And number 8 question. With his blindness and guilt bothering him, Paul felt as though those 3 days of blindness lasted for 3 years. True or false? It was like for him the 3 days was 3 years in what? For him. True or false? Yes. True is the correct answer. Good job again. Praise the Lord. It was like 3 years for him, 3 long years. And number 9 question. Very good. Everybody's doing great job. Number 9. Saul believed that his blindness was the punishment of God because of his cruel persecution to the followers of Christ. Right or wrong? Oh, yes. Right. He thought that the Lord had punished him. That's why he lost his sight. Good job. And for my last question, the correct answer is right. For my last question, a wicked man will burn in hell even if he accepts Christ as his personal Savior and changed his heart. Will he still be burned and bound to hell? Yes or no? No, yeah. Because God is a God of justice and he wants everybody to be his disciples and his followers. Or the punishment for Saul was, he thought that blindness, he became blind and it was the punishment of God for him. Very good, everyone, and thank you. Praise the Lord for this study and blessings that it brings us. Let us be converted like Saul and consecrate our whole heart. And Sister Mindy will be the next after me. God bless us all and love you.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Geniza. That's one of my favorite stories, the conversion of Saul. It's just amazing. All right, so we are going to finish our study from last Sabbath of we're going to be going over Bible verses and the commandments that were broken in the Bible verses. So, Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. All right. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Paddan Aram. For to go to Isaac his blank in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had blank the blank that were her blank. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban in Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. That's Genesis chapter 31, verses 17 through 21. Fill in the blanks. And I won't read the whole verse with the blanks filled in. I'll just go over the blanks. We'll wait for everybody to get their answers in. Great. Okay, so the first one is father. The next one is Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. All right, very good. All right, now question 12. Which 3 commandments did Rachel break? Was it A, commandments 9, 3, and 2, B, Commandments 5, 10, and 8, or C, Commandments 6, 4, and 1? All right, very good. The answer is B, Commandments 5, 10, and 8. All right, question number 13. What is commandment number 8? Very good. Thou shalt not steal. All right. Question number 14. What is commandment number 10? Very good. Thou shalt not covet. And then question 15. Stealing from your mother or father is not dishonoring, them. True or false? You guys all know that one is not true. That is false. Stealing from your mother or father is dishonoring them. All right. Glad you guys got onto that one. Question number 16. Okay. And this is Laban talking. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after the father's house, yet wherefore hast thou blank my blank? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, preadventure, thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me, with whomsoever thou findest thy blank. Let him not live before our brethren. Discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had blanked them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the blank, and put them in the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of woman is upon me. And he searched, but found not the blank. Genesis chapter 31, 30 through 35. Fill in the blanks. All right. I'll go over them. The first one is stolen. The second one is God's. And the next one is Rachel had stolen them. And then the next one is images. And then the last one is images. Very good. You guys are doing a great job. Question number 17. Which two commandments did Rachel break in this verse? Is it A, commandments 3 and 6? B, commandments 7 and 1, or C, commandments 5 and 9. Very good. The answer is C, commandments 5 and 9. Next question. Which two commandments did Laban break? A, commandments 1 and 2, B, commandments 6 and 8, or C, commandments 3 and 10? Very good. The right correct answer is A, Commandments 1 and 2. Next question. What is commandment number 1? Very good. Commandment number 1 is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Very good. And then the last question, I believe, question number 20. What is commandment number 2? Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Very good. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or bow down to worship them. And Laban had graven images that he worshipped, so he was breaking commandment number 1 and 2. All right. I believe that was the last question, right, Brother Joe? Yep. All right. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, let's take out our Bibles, and we're going to turn to Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to go over 10 Commandments. Let me know when you're ready. Exodus chapter 20. All right, everybody's getting ready. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to make it really easy on y'all this time. I'm going to give you the verse, all right, the Bible verse, and you need to tell me what commandment, what number of commandment it is, and what is that commandment, okay? So this will be easy peasy, okay? So the first one we're going to look at is, I want you to look up verse 13. In Exodus 20, verse 13. What number commandment and what is that commandment? And if they're short commandments, you could type the whole commandment in the chat room. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right, very good. That is commandment number 6. Thou shalt not kill. Very good. All right, on to the next one. Look up verse 7. Verse 7. What number commandment? What is that commandment? Verse 7. What number commandment and what is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 3. And it reads, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, on to the next one. This is verses, and I want you to look up verses 4 through 6 and tell me what number of commandment that is and what is that commandment. It's a long commandment, so you can shorten it. and look at verses 4 through 6. Now we're looking at 4 through 6. All right, very good. That is commandment number 2. And it reads, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look at verse 16. Look at verse 16. And you can type this whole verse in the room. It's not very long. What commandment is that? What number? And what is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 9. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Okay. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, on to the next one. I want you to look up verse 12. This is the commandment that promises a long life if we obey it. Verse 12. All right, very good. That is commandment number 5. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look at verse 14. And it's a short commandment, so we can type it all in the room. What number and what is that commandment? Verse 14. Very good. That is commandment number 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All right. Very good. All right. Now we're on to the next one. And we're looking up verse 17. Very good. That is commandment number 10. And it reads, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. The next one is going to be verses. We're looking at verses 8 through 11. All right, waiting for everybody to get their answers in. All right, very good. That is commandment number 4. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Praise the Lord for the Sabbath. All right. Next one we're going to look up is verse 3. Look up verse 3. What number of commandment and what is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Now we're on to the last one. We're going to look up verse 15. And you can type that whole verse in the room. It's short. Look at verse 15. Very good. That is commandment number 8. Thou shalt not steal. All right. You guys did a great job. And now our assignment was to memorize commandment number 10. So if you can please type in and do the best you can, putting the whole verse in, if you can, that would be awesome. And the verse, what verse number, you know, what number of verse is that? Commandment number 10, start typing in the room, please. And try to put the whole verse in, whatever you can remember. We're just doing the best we can in memorizing, okay? Everybody's typing. All right. Very good, everyone. You guys did a great job. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Very good. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. Should we next Sabbath start memorizing the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5? Or do you want to start all over memorizing the commandments in Exodus 20? Because I think this is something that we can keep working on, right? So I'm going to let you guys decide. Do we want to memorize the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5 or memorize them in Exodus chapter 20? And you just put D for Deuteronomy or E for Exodus. All right, we have one that says Exodus again. Wait for everybody to vote. Repeat Exodus. I think I'm with you all, because we know that the commandments in Exodus was God speaking. The commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5 was just Moses repeating the commandments. That's why they're worded different. And the one that I really don't like the way that's worded is commandment number 4 in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Because when God said remember, he's basically prophesying that most would forget, which they have. They have forgotten commandment number 4. So I really do prefer the commandments in Exodus chapter 20. All right, great. So next Sabbath, we're going to memorize commandment number one. I'm going to go through them again, okay? So then he says, I think we should do Exodus again, but personally mix it up. For instance, do the even, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then afterwards the odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. Interesting. What do you all think about that suggestion? Put Y for yes, N for no. Agree, whatever you want to put in the room. Should we mix it up a little? Waiting for everybody to vote. Agreed. Sounds good. All right. We're on. Okay, so we're going to start with the even. So we're going to start with commandment number 2 for next Sabbath. That's a long one. So you really need to study it and memorize it, okay? And we're going to try to do the best we can in memorizing. All right. Praise the Lord. You guys did a great job. Have a beautiful and wonderful Sabbath, everyone. I love you all, and God bless. See you next Sabbath.